Who doesn't like food and the good wines that go with it? Pairing the right food to the right wine is a tradition as old as the Greeks or the Romans or even before that. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch, and I am not a wine aficionado, nor am I a foodie. But I do have an adventurous palate and a need to explore new things. So every year when the Asheville Wine and Food Festival comes around, I find my taste buds waking up and I feel the need to call Bob Bowles. Bob Bowles, let's talk about wine and food, because actually it is time for the Asheville Wine and Food Festival, August 22nd through the 24th. And Bob, what is your function this year as far as this year's Wine and Food Festival goes? Are you running the whole show?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate this year. And in fact, I've managed to step back just a little bit from it and kind of be the creative director, which drives everyone else a little batty, because you can always come up with a lot of creativity, but can you drive that creativity? So, but we're very lucky this year in that I have some associates who provide the marketing services, the social media services, just the event planning. I call her the event designer because she's responsible for the look and feel of how the audience will interact with the exhibitors and the different groups that are there. And, you know, one of the challenges over the years is to take a festival and really make it into a festival and not an exhibition itself. It's very easy to go in and put tables and chairs, put them in rows, and then let people walk back and forth and just sample. But we wanted to make it a more interactive experience, as the word festival should be. This year, we've really taking both the concourse level of the Civic Center, which is a huge area that goes around and looks over the beautiful mountainsides from these incredible windows. And so our challenge has been to make it so as people are sampling and enjoying the different wines and foods from restaurants and food purveyors and distilleries and breweries, that they can look out and stand near those windows at high-top tables and really enjoy the experience, and then wander down into the main floor of the arena, the U.S. Cellular Center, and from there they can engage in a lot of different activities that are happening, such as our culinary demos, the bookstore area, but also North Carolina Department of Agriculture is there with all different kinds of vendors throughout North Carolina doing cheeses, doing new Covington Distillery. Have you heard of that one, Pam?
No, I have not heard of that one. That's new.
They do a sweet potato vodka.
Wow.
And so North Carolina Department of Agriculture is there showcasing all of these great North Carolina foods. It's got to be NC, as well as supporting all the wineries. And so it's just an incredible coming together of all the food and all the beverage and culture and everything in Western North Carolina this year.
How many years has this been going on now?
This is the fifth year coming up, kind of the magic year itself, and not just because it's taken 5 years to grow it, but, you know, honestly, this is one of those first years where we have more people wanting to be there and to be able to let people know about their products, and we can actually accommodate, and that's a great thing for us.
Wow, that is, it sounds to me from, now, we have talked about this, I think, from the just about the beginning, if not the first year, the second year.
Because you're absolutely correct.
And it sounded good to start with, but it sounds to me like, as you say, people are starting to come to you as opposed to you having to find people to participate, which is wonderful.
Well, you know, what we really have tried to encourage, this is not a street festival. Working with non-for-profits this year, we have, of course, the Slow Food Group back again with their Feast program, which is helping kids in schools understand where their food comes from and teaching them to actually cook those foods. The Appalachian Food Story Bank, which has preserved stories off farmers, and it gives you a chance to actually, if you know someone in your community who has a story to pass on, to sign them up. But you can also review all the wonderful stories that they have recorded visually, And in fact, those stories are being repositoried in the North Carolina Department of Cultural History this year. Every half an hour, there's a new culinary demonstration by a fairly well-known and certainly extremely well-regarded cookbook author, or a unique person, such as we have one of the major foragers who will take groups out into the forest lands and show people basically how to live off the land. And they're going to be cooking up a lot of different demos. And this is the Williams-Sonoma. So Williams-Sonoma brings a lot of expertise and a lot of equipment into this demo also.
Wow. It just sounds amazing. And when I was in Buffalo, New York, working in radio up there, before I came back down here where it's warm and it doesn't snow 5 feet in one day, one of the things that they did up there was a food and wine festival. And they did it every year, and it was the benefit for nonprofits. But it was the event, because you've got the music going on, you can sit and eat, you can meet new people, you can look at the demonstrations, you can try everything you want. My radio partner and I went every year as part of our job, but I mean, it was really tough.
I have, over the years, driven the festivals all throughout the Southeast and the West Coast. And so the challenge was to bring the best parts of all those festivals to this area. But, you know, even more, it was a challenge to how do you select all the great things that are happening here in Western North Carolina, and in particular Asheville, and put that in one area where people can in one day really see what is out there.
All right, yeah. Tell people where they can go to get, and you've managed to get an awful lot of information in there, but let's go and tell people where they can get it so they can remember it.
Go to Asheville Wine and Food, that's ASHEVILLEWINEANDFOOD.com. They'll find all the ticket information.
And we ran out of time to talk about Thursday's event, which focuses on specialty drinks, and on Friday, which is desserts and sweets. But you can find all of that on the website, too.
There's just something for everyone, and it just keeps growing.
All right, so it's just ASHEVILLEWINEANDFOOD.com, and you
correct.
Spell out A-N-D.
That is it.
And wonderful, August the 22nd through the 24th, Bob Bowles, thank you. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.